York Region's chairman highlighted its successes to local business leaders today, but questions surfaced on how it will navigate the challenges of the day. Chair and CEO Wayne Emerson spoke to the region's priorities and budget at his annual luncheon event February 28 in Aurora. Hosted by the Newmarket and Aurora Chambers of Commerce, the event invites businesses to hear the latest on what is happening at the regional level. After passing a budget last week that added an extra $12.8 million for social causes such as homelessness and housing, Emerson garnered applause for addressing those issues. "I'm very proud," Emerson said. "It was the right thing to do. We had fallen behind." The presentations, which also featured Regional Treasurer Laura Mirabella and Director of Economic Strategy Jonathan Weedle, spotlighted York's new $3.9 billion budget, which came with a 3.9% tax increase. They delved into the region's financial forecast for the next 4 years, service initiatives and priorities. Some business leaders asked how the region is addressing challenges. Real estate broker and Newmarket Chamber of Commerce Director Wasim Jarrah asked about Bill 23, the province's bid to boost housing development that has garnered municipal concern over the loss of development charges. "A lot of the decisions that are coming from the provincial government is taking that predictability and stability away from you," he said. "What are the revenue tools the region is looking for?" Mirabella responded with the council resolution from last week asking for the province to address several concerns. But she added council could do things like raise taxes or find new savings. "We will continue to monitor announcements coming from the province and advise council over the next year," she said. Newmarket Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Chris Emanuel inquired about what will happen with the region's sewage situation, now that the province has decided against York Region's preferred plant proposed for East Gwillimbury. "Now we're faced with the challenge, we're going to run out of water and sewage allocation," Emanuel said. "Unfortunately, we are going to get there," Emerson responded, adding a report will come back to council in the coming months about timelines on the issue. "It's very, very frustrating the way this has gone on." Still, Emerson and staff spoke optimistically about different initiatives. Mirabella highlighted major infrastructure projects coming to Aurora and Newmarket in the year ahead. That includes two affordable housing projects awaiting upper government funding, including 62 Bayview Parkway and another one at Armitage Garden on Newmarket's Eagle Street. "No one entity alone can solve the complex housing affordability crisis, but York Region continues to invest in building more," Emerson said. He further said that financial times are difficult and that means more will rely on the region and its services. But he ended the event by saying council can get a lot done working together. "We have a great council," he said. 21 thoroughbred horses all pulling in the right direction, and when they work together, we can move mountains.